Hi, this is Sukyun Lee, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby.
On the next episode of Sip, Suds, and Smokes.
On today's episode, we're going to try a flight of craft beer from Spellbound Brewing in Mount Holly, New Jersey.
Spellbound.
Yeah. While visiting the Garden State recently, yes. Fond memories.
Yep.
Good old boy Dave and I picked up some local beer to bring back and try.
For today, the Spellbound Brewing beers we will be trying are Possession Pale Ale, Hypnotic Hops IPA, Phase 7 Hazy Double IPA, and their porter aged on Palo Santo. I believe that is a variant of their mesmerizing porter, one of their core beers.
We'll be right back after this break. Live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds, suds, it's time for more suds.
Welcome, everyone. Here we are gathered round for yet another suds segment, where we believe that the best beers are the ones that you share with your friends. Unless your friends drink hard seltzer.
Oh, no.
Now, in that case, you probably need to reevaluate your choice of friends. I mean, my friends don't drink hard seltzer. Do your friends drink hard seltzer?
I don't have friends.
Oh, well, that's an easy answer then.
But I would be friends with people who drink hard seltzer, because then I wouldn't have to share any of my beer. See?
Look at you using brain cells.
Well, I got two of them. I better use them, you know?
It's pretty cool. I'm one of your hosts, Good Old Gal Juliana, and joining me at the table today with two brain cells is Good Old Boy Dave.
Hello, friends. Good to be here. Glad for the warm reception. Seeing now why I don't keep friends.
Well, on today's episode, we're going to try a flight of craft beer from Spellbound Brewing in Mount Holly, New Jersey.
Spellbound.
Yeah. While visiting the Garden State recently, yes. Fond memories.
Yep.
Good old boy Dave and I picked up some local beer to bring back and try.
Due to our incredibly busy schedule, we didn't get to go to any breweries. But we did hit some beer stores. Spellbound Brewing does have a nice, well-maintained website. So props to them, because they are in the vast minority of breweries. It's a 20-barrel brew house opened in 2014 by three longtime home brewers named John, Mike, and Scott. Good Woo-hoo. Job, boys. They have a brew kitty named Esther, who seems quite nice based on her photo. They have four core beers, and they also have a lot of seasonals and barrel-aged offerings. For today, the Spellbound Brewing beers we will be trying are Possession Pale Ale, Hypnotic Hops IPA, Phase 7 Hazy Double IPA, and their porter aged on Palo Santo. I believe that is a variant of their mesmerizing porter, one of their core beers.
Cool.
So, should be interesting.
Yeah, I think it should. Okay. Well, we're going to be tasting these beers on the fly, like we tend to do, and then giving our tasting notes as we go around. Good old boy Dave, why don't you give us the suds ratings for today?
We'll be tasting and discussing these beers from Spellbound Brewing Company with our suds ratings and our signature belching sounds. Here are those ratings now. 1, that sucks. Give me anything but a bud. 2, was that a belch? 3, what a relief. 4, a body should really not make that sound. And 5, listen to that hang time, give me another. Could you hear the emotional range I was putting into those suds writing so the audience could feel that a 1 is terrible and a 5 is amazing?
I think everyone is palpating with anticipation over what the first beer will be and what you will rate it.
Wow. You make me feel special.
You're so always special. You're so, yeah, special.
I feel spellbound by you right now. Okay.
Wow. Do I get a ka-ching? Is there a ka-ching? No? No ka-ching?
I give you this.
My nipples are always hard.
Oh, that's lovely. Thank you. Oh. That's a Dave embrace right there. Okay. Well, let's get to the beer, shall we? First of all, I like the can art. Yeah. I like the website. I like everything about this. So my expectation is kind of...
If the liquid inside the can match everything outside the can, at least meet them halfway, I think we got something we can work with.
Sure, because we all know that what's on the outside is directly proportional to what's on the inside.
Maybe.
I'm being sarcastic.
You're saying they're more than a pretty face?
I'm hoping that they're more than a pretty face.
They better
be. Okay. Let's get to it. The first one that we are going to talk about is the Possession Pale Ale. 5.5% ABV, 35 IBUs, light in color and body. It's a classic American pale ale, dry hopped with Citra to give it a bright citrusy aroma and flavor. Low in ABV, but high in flavor.
I will say this beer was very enthusiastic about getting out of the can.
Oh, yes.
It greeted good old gal Juliana very exuberantly and somewhat unexpectedly as soon as she opened it.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a very good way of...
Still cleaning it off the table, as a matter of fact. But anyways, we're not going to hold that against it.
You know what, though? It's kind of proportional to some people I know from New Jersey. They have an explosive personality, too.
They come right at you.
They do. Yeah. Okay.
Great aroma, very nice citrusy, slightly floral.
I'd say very traditional in the pale ale-ness, smelliness of it.
Color is very light straw.
Mm-hmm. I mean, honestly, it's very tasty looking just by the outward appearance.
What did you say the ABV is?
It is, what did I say, 4.5
4.5 Okay.
No. 5.5
Okay. 5.5 Mm-hmm. Okay. That's right in the wheelhouse of a pale ale. A little thin body wise, but
I'm not mad about it though.
No, it's a 5.5% pale ale.
Right.
It's kind of what it should be. Light, citrusy, tiny bit dry on the finish.
Very drinkable.
Super crushable little beer. Get some chicken wings. Sit there watching the game. You're going to have a good time.
Yeah. I feel like it might be, if I'm going to lay any fault to this, it might be a little sharp at the end.
A little bit.
But if you're a hoppy person, then that's not going to bother you at all either.
Yeah. I mean, it's almost like a little bit of resin at the end. Kind of get that little bit of sharpness, a little bit of dryness.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's part of the hop choice, and there's not a lot of malt body to this. There's no, obviously, no caramel malts of any sort in this. It's all light malt, so it's basically just a nice little beer to showcase the hops. 5.5%, yeah, I think you'd be safe drinking a few of these, mow the yard, go to the beach, go down to, what is it, Wildwood?
Wildwood, New Jersey. Yes.
Yeah, Wildwood, New Jersey. Go there, hit the beach, go Cape May, whatever, you know, it's all good.
Cape May.
I'm throwing out some city names of places I drove through quickly. Go to Egg Harbor, get some eggs.
And maybe a cake while you're at it. Mm-hmm. Well, Mount Holly is actually inland.
Oh.
Yeah, compared to, I mean, it's not far from the beach, but I think if it was going to be like in a straight line, you'd be going to Tom's River.
Oh, Tom's River.
Yeah. But it's closer to Philadelphia.
Yeah. Okay.
But I like it. Do you like it?
I like this beer a lot. I think it's a nice, tasty little start to the flight.
Yeah. And what shall we rate this? All right. We're going to rate it a 3. Be back in a minute.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, folks. Today's episode is a trip to New Jersey. We are doing a little flight of some beer from Spellbound Brewery in Mount Holly, New Jersey. And right before the break, we talked about the Possession Pale, which honestly, like, having a good pale ale in your arsenal is good, right?
Good is good.
Good is good. But now we're going to move on to something slightly different. And again, I love the art, the can art. I love the green. This is the Hypnotic Hops IPA. See, green hops, hey? Whatever. 6.5% ABV. This is their flagship. This is the one that started it all.
Like, if you wanted to drink one of their beers, this is the one they'd send you to.
I guess so, yes. Okay. Aggressive hoppy aromas and flavors intertwined with a malty backbone to balance it out. Dry hop to bring out a blend of bright citrus and pine hoppy flavor. They use 6 American hops in this IPA.
So generally speaking, I enjoy beers with multiple, like, meaning more than 2 or 3 hops blended less, just because I feel like a lot of times you're just piling on and it just muddles things up.
And especially if you're adding so many different new, like, profoundly different flavored hops together.
Yeah, it's not like you can just go, oh, I'm going to put 3 of these hops, or, you know, a little bit of this hop to get some pine, and a little bit of this hop to get some orange, and a little bit of this hop to get some melon, and a little bit of this, and, like, think you're going to create these distinct flavors. I mean, it could happen, but generally, once you start creating hop salads, it just gets a little muddy for me.
Yeah.
This one has a little bit of that, but I do see where they're going with it. There's definitely some citrus flavor, definitely some piney resin to it. So when I look at it, I see there's some orange in there. So it's definitely got a little more body than the pale. It's definitely got some caramel malts in there. to kind of balance out the aggressive hoppiness. It's a little bit sharp for me, but I do, you know what? I'm still drinking on it, so I must not be hating on it too much.
Well, then that's going to mean something. Okay. Six and a half percent, I'm going to expect it to be bumped up in flavor, bumped up in ABV, right?
Sure.
Okay. There is a creaminess.
Yeah. There's definitely a little bit of extra body
to it. And I like that. Yeah. And there is a hop bite at the end, too.
Yeah.
Very much so.
So it's kind of West Coast to me in a way.
Yeah.
The pine and the citrus and then the little bites.
It's there. It's an aggressive West Coast.
Which they say, you know, it's an aggressive American IPA. Okay, which is, cool.
But I'm not mad about that now either because my palate's turning to go into the West Coast life these days. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like we've had orange juicy stuff for so long. It's nice to swing the pendulum.
Get a little
back.
Bite.
Yeah, get a little bite.
Yeah.
What would you pair with this food wise?
I think I would have some like something pretty strongly flavored, maybe spicy food, like some Indian food or some good Mexican food. Or even just like a nice pizza or something with some cheese and some fatty meats on it.
Yeah. Yeah. God, pizza does sound so good right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I could totally see that.
I think even like some good wings, you know, some spicy wings or something. Sure. Yeah. Because definitely the amount of hops in there, they're really going to cut through some of that spice in the food. So you really get to enjoy both parts. They would play well together, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. I think so. I think for somebody who is looking for a beer that's a little bit more mellow, a little bit more Pilsner, this isn't going to do the job for them. Like there are hops in here.
If you don't want hops. Yeah. If you don't want hops, you shouldn't be drinking an IPA in the first place. But like, if you're like a Mr. Nipah guy, like if all you really want is like a Julius or something that's very soft. And just the softer side of citrus.
That's not going to happen here.
This is not that.
No.
Either.
No. But I think if you're a IPA lover, a beer lover.
Yeah, you're going to like this beer.
This beer is going to be solid for you.
Yeah. I think this may not be your favorite, but it'll be a good IPA that you can go and drink.
Yeah. I don't know if I can have more than one of these, but
yeah.
I would.
Well, it's 6.5. It's not, I don't know that it's going to fill you up, but I think at the amount of hop bite on the back end might wear you down a little bit.
Yeah.
But if you were eating, I think you'd do better if you had some food kind of cutting into that back end bite a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like it. I think I'd like to maybe see a little more caramel malt in there, just a tiny bit. Just to kind of soften some of that.
And to balance it out a little bit.
Yeah, but it's a decent, very, very good beer. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, cool. And what shall we rate this one?
Yeah.
Going to 3 territory?
Yeah.
Okay. So far.
Tasty.
Yeah, pale ale and a hoppy beer. I mean, two solid efforts, if you will.
Yeah.
And I think for flagships, like no matter where you go, I think that's
a good base to start on.
Yeah,
that you definitely want to have. Yeah.
And the thing is good old boy Dave and I, we do travel a bit. And when we travel, we don't always get to the breweries based on the time you know, because that's unfortunately a bad thing driving from Tennessee to New Jersey is there's a few hours involved. So sometimes depending on traffic, called the Beltway, it's past the time of like the breweries.
Well, I think it's hard too, unless you know of a specific brewery in advance. It's hard to like say, I definitely want to go hit this place.
Sure.
Because a lot of times we're trying to find, you know, beer for episodes. So we want to go somewhere where you can get, you know, three or four beers from this place, three or four beers from that place. And, you know, in a good craft beer store, oh, God, it's just like it can be such a godsend.
Yes, you know, it can.
With and people who know the local beer scene, they're like, mm-hmm. oh, this place, you should, you know, this get some of these and get some of those. And,
yeah,
you know. And it varies so much from state to state and place to place, like what kind of, what level of store and like the personnel you're going to get to.
Sure. You know? Sure. Yeah. Just like going to a tap room. I mean, at a tap room, you would expect everyone to be super knowledgeable about what's
like, oh, this, these beers are great. Yeah. That's because they're paying you. But,
right.
But then also like at a tap, you go to a tap room. If that's a brewery that you like and you know you want to cover, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go there and you're like, oh, these beers are kind of eh, then you've blown some time and you're like, you're not going to bring them back and share them with people.
Yeah, but I think so far we're doing really good with like.
No, I think if we ever make it to Mount Holly, New Jersey.
We're going to definitely check.
We're going to hit Spellbound.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, we'll be back in just a minute with some more from Spellbound Brewing.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing. We've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling. Wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows. My hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone. Today is a day talking about a road trip and talking about some beer from Spellbound Brewery. So right before the break, we were talking about the Hypnotic Hops IPA and that it was a little hoppy, a little sharp, well, if you will.
It's very hoppy, a little sharp. But we were actually, like, during the break, we were trying a little bit more. And as it was warming up, some of that sharpness on the back end kind of falls away a little bit. Gets a little sweet. So it's nice. So that's a beer you could nurse, you know.
Which, for something being so hoppy, you would think
the opposite.
Right. But, yeah. So that's kind of cool.
But I mean, you're not going to, like, if you're getting into, you know, a full pint of something like that, you're not going to just pound it down while it's cold.
Fair.
That's, unless you're, you know.
Yeah, that's fair.
Ridiculous. That's fair. So.
Okay. Next up, we are going to talk about the Phase 7 Hazy Double IPA.
Phase 7.
Phase 7.
When Phase 6 isn't quite enough and Phase 8 just seems like way too much. Go with Phase 7. Yeah, Phase 7. Yeah.
Well, 7's like my favorite number, so why not?
Is it?
Mickey How Mantle, did I not dude. Know that? Mickey Mantle.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, let's talk about the Phase 7 double IPA.
Let's talk
it
about it.
It is 8% ABV.
Okay.
Sadly, it's not 7% because that would be cool.
That would be great.
It is bursting with citrus, peach, grapefruit, and passion fruit from the hops.
Okay.
Flaked oats will give it a touch of sweetness and will give it that haziness. And we're sort of hazy. Yeah. You know.
It's on the
light it's end on the of
edge.
Haze.
It's on the yeah. edge of haziness. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's hazy adjacent. It's definitely got a beautiful aroma.
Oh, the creaminess. Oh. Like good super creamy.
Feel. Good mouthfeel.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice aroma. Leads you into it. Night and day from the last beer. Different style, obviously. So it's nice to see that they can take different approaches.
Oh, sure. To IPAs. Sure. God, peaches for days.
Got some good peach. I'm not good old boy Kendall, so I can't find the passion fruit, but
I have a feeling that he would, though.
I'm sure it's in there. He'd find it, yeah.
Yeah, he would totally find it.
This is just a good old tasty lip-smacking hazy IPA.
Yeah, it is. It is. I think there's like a little bit of pithiness at the end.
It's not too sweet. It doesn't finish sweet.
Right. Or anything. But not like...
It's got a little dryness. Yeah, right where you want it.
Yeah, right at the end to help finish it off. And I think that pithiness slash hop bitterness is there.
Yeah.
But, God, this is tasty. And this is only 25 IBUs, too. There's a lot of flavor for, like, low alphas is what I'm getting at.
No, and it's... Like you said, it's a little bit of pithiness. You know, it's not like you got a mouthful of pith, you know, or anything like that. So, because that would be bad.
Would it be bad?
Well, I mean, I guess it depends on what you're into, but.
Okay.
You're funny. You're really funny. I like you.
Yeah. Okay. I think this would be okay. What would you pair this one with, actually? Because like with hazies, you know, they tend to be juicier, and this is juicier than the last one that we had, correct?
Yeah, I mean, this beer, I don't know, man. Like, I stink at doing these pairings, but I'm gonna say something. Not quite as spicy or sharp as like what we're talking about with the other beers. Maybe a little pasta or something.
Okay.
I don't know. What do they eat?
I just noticed this on the can. Yeah. It's dry hopped with Galaxy, Victoria's Secret, and Citra.
Victoria's Secret?
Yeah, that's an interesting one to add into the mix. Yeah. I would not have thought of that.
Yeah, it makes me feel kind of dirty for drinking it, but...
You're fine.
Oh, I know that, baby. I know that. Vicky Secret. Okay, so Galaxy, that's a bigger, kind of bolder hop. I think it's also my stripper name, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, you have so many, though.
I know.
I mean...
Yeah.
Every month there's a new one.
I went by Mosaic for a while. But
you did go by Mosaic, yes.
But yeah, as far as pairing with this, yeah, I think you could run the gamut with any kind of bar food or anything at a bar, some nice barbecue to kind of match the sweetness a little bit, some ribs or something.
Yeah.
Good burger.
Yeah, sure.
Would go well with this. Yeah, I don't think you're hindered. Too much, you know, maybe not a big old piece of chocolate cake, you know, that might
probably
not go too well.
No.
You know, some fruit roll-ups might go well, you know.
Fruit roll-ups?
I had one not too long ago. Stole it from my mom's house.
Did you?
Yeah. It was pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah.
How long was your mom sitting on that?
Well, no, because, you know, she got great grandkids coming by. So,
okay.
I stole candy from babies. Okay. Let me just say, I stole candy from babies. All right. And I ate it and I paired it with a beer.
Wow.
Okay. I'm a monster. Okay. Thanks. You get what you get. Now you finally got me to say what you've wanted me to say.
Yes.
I am a monster. Can I have some more of this beer, please?
Well, yeah, you could totally have more. Okay, well, the fact that you're wanting more
of this... Can I have some fruit roll-ups?
No.
Oh.
We don't have that in this house.
Fine.
I know. But that being said...
Yeah.
This is enjoyable. I feel like I like it even better than the Hypnotic Hops.
I do, too. I think the... This one borders on... Like, I couldn't have a lot of this one. I couldn't have more than one or two pints of this because it would get too sweet and I would get full.
Okay, that's fair.
Right? Like, the oats, all the hops and everything that's going on, the sweetness, I think I would get full. The Hypnotic Hops, I probably wouldn't have... I could maybe have two or three of it if I was eating, because it's a little bit lower ABV. It's a little bit lighter in body and stuff. But honestly, I would probably start with one of either this one or the Hypnotic Hops, and then go off into the Possession Pale if I was going to have multiple beers.